This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to take control of the airwaves, that's 855-450-3733. With you tonight is Ian
and Chris
and Vincent.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. Coming up, actually, we're going to get into a little bit later on, Vincent, you've got some news about the British elections. We've on occasion been covering Brexit here from our, relatively disconnected, relatively ignorant across the pond viewpoint. And you've been paying closer attention, I think, than anybody else on this show. So that's coming up later.
Yeah, and also its implications on the U.S., the upcoming U.S. election.
Okay, great.
So it is relevant.
So we'll get into that. Well, I think it's relevant anyway. Anytime you've got a secession movement, I think it deserves to be talked about. Chris, you have a story, and I have one as well, similar, about encryption and the government goons and their frustration over encryption. And actually, it turns out that certain aspects of the U.S. federal government gang are actually in conflict over encryption, so we're going to get into that aspect of it.
Wouldn't be a first time.
But first, this story from CNET, Alfred Ng reporting, I guess that's how you pronounce the name, N-G. Congress has sent a warning to tech giants on Tuesday, telling companies including Apple and Facebook that they intend to pass legislation to regulate encryption if Silicon Valley can't reach an acceptable compromise with law enforcement agencies.
Sure, you can try, but would be unconstitutional.
Well, tell me why that is.
You have a First Amendment right to speak your mind, and if you want to speak it encrypted, there's nothing under the Constitution that would allow Congress to pass it short of, I think, three-fourths vote.
Now that's an interesting interpretation, and I don't necessarily disagree with you, but I'm going to try to play devil's advocate here on this. Well, okay, sure, Chris. If you want to go ahead and encrypt your speech, then that is your freedom of speech to do so. But we in Congress have control over corporate entities because corporate entities came to us. They asked permission to be a corporate entity. That's what happens when you file corporate paperwork, right? They have asked us permission to exist, and so therefore we are regulating them, and we are telling Facebook and Apple and Google and anybody else that's doing business in the United States as a corporation that you shall not use PGP encryption, that if you have any kind of encryption, it has to have a backdoor built into it so our law enforcement agents can get into it.
Well, my response to that would be effectively whether or not I agree with this. Corporations are people too. according to your own courts.
Okay, good response. Let's go on with the story here. Tech companies and privacy advocates have long supported encryption, noting that the privacy and security technology protects people from hackers, crooks, and authoritarian governments. Law enforcement officials, however, argue that encryption blocks criminal investigations by preventing access to suspects' devices and to their communications on messaging apps. See, it's for the good of the people. We just need to be able to get into everything that you're saying, just in case you're a criminal.
And we could stop the pedophiles.
I'm sure they're going to bring that up, too.
Right. Look, it wasn't effective when it was illegal. It's not going to be effective now.
When it was legal?
There was a time when encryption was effectively illegal.
When was this?
To export in the United States.
Really?
So, but it didn't. It's not like it really made. It's not like you couldn't get encryption outside the United States. You could.
So it was illegal to create an encryption technology and then export it?
It was illegal to export encryption, outside the United States.
To export the program that encrypts a thing? GPG or whatever?
So basically, back in the 90s, your maximum encryption was 40 bits, and within the U.S., they were distributing 128 bits, but it didn't really stop anybody from using, higher-grade encryption outside of the United States, because the United States doesn't have a monopoly on encryption, right? I mean, this is NATH, right, at the end of the day. So, effectively, I mean, look, it's not like it would stop. It's not like they could stop somebody from, you know, gaining access to it outside. As soon as that program is outside the United States, the United States has no control over it anyway.
Right, and so it's simple to get a program out of the United States.
Right,
upload. We're talking about a couple megabytes or whatever of content.
Right, and you have to remember, even if you can somehow argue that corporations can be regulated, that doesn't necessarily mean the individual can be regulated, right? So nothing stops the individual from, you know, releasing source code or, you know, exporting source code or simply not developing that source code in the United States, even if, like, you were to somehow argue there is no free speech and, you know, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, we're one country out of 200 around the world. It's, you know, your laws don't apply to everybody. They only apply to those people within your borders. So,
and I'm by no means a fan of a lot of these mega corporations. I mean, I don't care for Facebook. You know, I don't really care about Apple.
You can't trust the encryption that's in proprietary products anyway, which is most of the products that are coming out of these corporations.
Right. Somebody asked me today, do you have WhatsApp? And I said, no, I'm not going to use that product. I don't care if Facebook says it's encrypted.
Yeah,
doesn't matter to me.
I argue against these sorts of laws because they're wrong, not because I think it's going to have any impact on me.
Right. Because you're already not using Facebook and Apple.
Right. I'm not going to use those applications anyway.
Right.
So, yeah.
The debate took center stage in 2016 when Apple fought an FBI order to help unlock a terrorist's iPhone, arguing that providing a master key to decrypt devices would endanger all iPhone users. And absolutely it would. Even if you think...
Yeah.
Even if you believe that right now the government is good, you know, the Republicans might think that, right? Like, the government's good. Don't worry. They're only going to use it against the bad guys. Well, the thing is, even if that were true, and I don't believe it for a moment, I think government as a concept is evil, and they use violence against peaceful people all the time. But even if they were this sort of perfect, wonderful, you know, good government, it's not hard for the people you don't like to take over that government and then turn it against you using the very tools that you gave them access to while everything was good. And you're like, oh, yeah, sure, here, you're only going to go after the bad guys, right? Well, then they all of a sudden make something you do illegal. And now they've got a back door in every single message that you've sent, and simple matter to collect evidence.
You know, it's actually kind of funny, too, that they're going to be talking about cell phones and how they couldn't get access to them. I mean, effectively, your phone is already backdoored because of the way phones are designed. Basically, there's something called a modem in your phone, and that modem is basically sharing something called memory with your, like, your applications, effectively.
Yeah.
And so because the modem has access to the memory, and the government has total control over the modem software that runs on the phone, and they can remotely update that software, they effectively have control over any encryption keys already. And they've already used the technique. They've even said this much, the FBI has. I don't think they intentionally did so, but they have admitted and they have talked about it in the past, and probably like somewhere around 2000, a little after 2000, I think it was, about how they basically remotely uploaded, you know, modem firmware in order to gain access to a organized crime boss, I believe, to remotely turn on
to essentially
the microphone.
Tap his phone.
Yeah, but the same technique
could be used for
can
data.
Be used for seeing any kind of encryption keys on the phone as well. So
it's
kind of humorous. And as somebody who's looked at like how these phones are designed, they're all basically designed the same way, and they're all designed in the same way where the memory gets shared with the modem, and the modem has access to complete all of the memory. So like, yeah, it's. Yeah, there's no...
So, okay, I mean, you know a lot about computer hardware compared to me. Like, I can build a computer, but you know more about the programming of how it actually works. So, in the case of the cell phone they're talking about here, where the FBI was telling Apple, we need to get a back door in here, we want you to let us in, or whatever.
It was a slightly different scenario, because they were trying to gain access after the fact, and if the phone had been off, they might not have been able to gain access to the encrypted data, because they would have had to have grabbed the key while it was on, while the password had been entered into the phone.
I see. So if the phone is not yet decrypted or whatever, then it may still have some
security. If the password
security.
Effectively is not in memory, or the encryption key is not in memory, because it's been turned off completely,
right.
yeah.
then they might have a problem.
But as far as, like, you know, going after criminals or whatever,
if they get a warrant,
are alive.
They're watching you.
Yeah.
More coming up here. You can share your thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Congress threatening to regulate encryption. And want to know, you know, is that something you support? Do you support having no privacy whatsoever? Are you one of those people that says, well, I don't have anything to hide? 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you like going to your job every day? Can you set your own schedule and take long vacations whenever you want? Are you free to do whatever you want in your dating or sex life? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You may join.
join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Congress sending a warning this week to tech giants, saying they will pass legislation if Silicon Valley doesn't get in line and start doing what they're told by law enforcement, which is to say putting a big back door into all their encryption technology. Which, you know, maybe you shouldn't trust in the first place anyway, but regardless, it's an interesting thing that's going on where the tech companies do appear to at least publicly be supporting the idea of privacy and publicly supporting the idea of encryption while the government gang in D.C. is fighting against them. We'll tell you more about that coming up here, and also want to make sure you know about local.bitcoin.com. Now, over at local.bitcoin.com, I heard about some statistics this week, and it looks like the U.S. is number three, actually, over at local.bitcoin.com, after, I believe, Asia and Europe, as far as the volume, the number of people and the number of trades on the site. So the U.S. has a bit of a ways to go to catch up. I would say it's number three in not quite a distant third, but not exactly a close third either.
I wonder if that's because they're more regulated or less regulated.
I don't know. That's a good question. But if you're interested in buying or selling Bitcoin Cash, you can do it. And it's easy to do. In fact, there's no identification requirements to sign up for and use the site. And the other two major sites that have been selling the other Bitcoin, the original Bitcoin, for a long time, they've been cracking down on identification. They have been, this year, one of the sites...
Didn't they shut down entirely?
No, no. There's two. Other main sites. There's
localbitcoin.com, right?
You're thinking of local bitcoins, the plural. Oh,
okay, sorry.
And then there's also another site called Paxful. These are the two biggest ones that I'm aware of. Mm. And local bitcoins cracked down hard this year, back in October.
What did they do? Because I thought they
mandated
their...
know your customer requirements for everyone on the site. There's different tiers that get more.
I thought they
and more
totally
invasive.
Disabled their local part of it.
Oh, yeah, they did do that, yes. Okay. So it used to that site used to allow you to set up a local physical trade where you could meet somebody at, like, McDonald's or wherever and give them a briefcase of cash or something and get some Bitcoin back. But, yeah, they did shut that part of the site down. But you can still do other types of trades.
I gotcha.
But you got to jump through ridiculous know-your-customer hoops in order to do anything on that site. And their competitor, Paxful, just this week announced they're going to be cracking down coming up in the summer of 2020. So, I mean... the party's over at those other major platforms. The good news with local.bitcoin.com is not only can you trade Bitcoin Cash there relatively easily and globally, but they will never require ID because they don't actually hold the customer's funds. When you put Bitcoin Cash in to your account, it's actually your account, meaning that you have control over the Bitcoin Cash. You have the private keys. It's not the site that has that stuff. So that's what the key difference is. That's why they don't have to ask anybody for identification to create an account there at local.bitcoin.com. And that really sets them apart. We're talking about encryption here. Well, the conversations that you have on the site between buyers and sellers, so when you have a trade open and you're talking about the trade, that's also encrypted. So therefore, the administrators of the site don't even know what it is. I mean, they can see that you've entered into a trade. They can see for how much the trade is and for, you know, with whom it is. But they can't see the conversation unless you specifically grant them access to do that. So if you have, like, a dispute with somebody and you need to bring in an arbitrator, you can then grant the arbitrator access. But by default, nobody else can read your conversations. Very cool security features at local.bitcoin.com. Like I said, it's a global trading platform that actually respects your privacy. You can use dozens of payment methods to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com. So we're talking about encryption and the federal government criminal gang that would love to know what you're talking about. Even if you don't have anything to hide. I mean, this is the big excuse, right, Chris, is, well, what do I care about encryption? I don't have anything to hide. I'm a law-abiding citizen.
Considering that there is no person in the United States who's a law-abiding citizen, period.
Really?
Well, I mean, think about it. When the laws conflict, and you,
sure,
regardless of which option you pick, which road you take, you're breaking the law. You can't claim to be a law-abiding citizen.
You know, if somebody ever claims that, I always ask, have you sped? Have you ever, you know, sped in your car? Well, you're not a law-abiding citizen. Because, yeah. I mean, who hasn't? Unless you're somebody who's never driven, right?
I mean, but it's like there's so many different... I mean, that is a situation where, okay, fine, you could claim to have never have sped, right? But
somebody has claimed that, and I don't believe
it. Right. But the thing is, there are other circumstances where there is no right option, because there is... Or the law is not clear.
Sure.
Or it's...
Most of the laws aren't clear.
Right, right. Like, I mean, there's so many circumstances where it's like you can't really do the right thing. They got you regardless of what you do.
Sure. And there is a book out there, I think it's called, what, Three Felonies a Day or something mm-hmm. like that, which outlines the fact that all these supposed law-abiding citizens are actually relatively frequently breaking various different laws, including up to the felony count level, without even realizing they're doing it. So they're not intending to be criminals or whatever, but by the law, they've broken it. So, you know, that's one reason why you don't want, even if you consider yourself an upstanding person, you can be completely honest, good person, and still end up in, you know, in trouble with the law. And I think a good example of this is the so-called structuring charge, where if you put in money into a bank account that is beneath the $10,000 cash transaction requirement, and you're doing it just on your own, not intending to avoid that limit. We've heard of stories, for instance, of business owners, you know, like you got a cash business or something like that. You're going to the bank every day because you don't want to leave the cash in the register overnight, right? Somebody breaks in, opens the register up, and they get a bunch of cash. You can't do that. Right? So you can't leave the cash in the register. You take it to the bank. Well,
that's the logical thing to do.
One lady was doing that, and it turned out that her volume that she was doing per day was like around 9,000 and change every day. Well, what happened? The bank filed a suspicious activity report on her because that's their obligation. They're under federal mm-hmm. regulations. If somebody does this, meaning tries to avoid the, or if they think tries to avoid the $10,000 reporting requirement, you have to fill out that report.
It doesn't even matter if they know the person is just depositing their, you know, their
yep.
normal, regular $9,000.
They have to fill out the
report. They have to fill it out as soon as it gets anywhere near $10,000. Even if it's $8,999 every day, it doesn't yep. matter. They still have to fill it out.
Yep. And that then results possibly in an investigation and criminal charges of what's called structuring. And structuring means structuring your deposits in order to avoid that.
Well, and you know, what's the interesting thing is it doesn't always, you know, that's not always going to happen.
Nope.
This is why people have to remember. It's not always going to happen. Just because they can doesn't mean they will. And
right.
this is what's scary. Because what it means is you are effectively enabling bureaucrats to go after their political enemies. And so if you are, if you stand up and you oppose, you know, something going on in government and some political bureaucrat decides they don't like you, well, this is just something they can use against
you.
Right.
They can come at you.
It's just another tool. And it's not being used for, you know, morally correct purposes. It's being used for to oppress people.
Well, I mean, there is no morally correct way to use the structuring charge.
Well,
I mean,
maybe not, but
that's just a dumb crime that they made up.
Right, but they're not going after bad people.
No.
They're going after people for political reasons or other.
There's more coming up here. If the person's actually a bad person, then you can hopefully find a real crime they've committed.
Right,
like,
of course.
You know, violence or theft or something like that. Embezzlement. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Ever wanted to hook up with an attractive woman but you couldn't because you were already in a relationship? Ever wanted to earn high income on low work hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low work, high income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As lawmakers head home for the weekend, one of the many things they'll be discussing with their constituents is how to vote next week in the impeachment of President Donald Trump. Democratic Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin represents Michigan's 8th Congressional District. She joins Fox News and talks about how serious of a vote this is for her.
Well, I mean, this is going to be one of the most serious things I probably ever vote on. So I'm going to take it seriously. And I'm going to do what I was trained to do as a CIA officer, which is not to listen to the news and, you know, people yelling and screaming, my colleagues kind of going back and forth. What I'm going to do is take the weekend. I'm going to put the full body of information together, and I'm going to make an objective decision based on the information.
Antifa riots are taking place in London in response to the election results, giving conservatives a huge electoral win. This is USA Radio News.
Hi there, this is lifestyle journalist Clint Carter, and I've got a hot gift for you this year. When you're tired of buying the standard old ties for the guys in your life, check out the 3M WorkTunes Connect Hearing Protector. Now, the primary function here is to protect your ears from those hazardous sounds coming off of lawnmowers, miter saws, snow blowers, anything that can cause hearing damage. And what the 3M WorkTunes do, in addition to blocking those noises, is they offer Bluetooth. So while you're blocking off dangerous noises, you can stream music or podcasts, anything you want to listen to. They also have hands-free calling. So when a phone rings and somebody's out in the yard listening, they don't have to take off your gloves. You don't have to fish in your pocket for a phone. You just hit accept on the outside of the earmuff and you start talking. So really cool product, a lot of functionality. You can get it at Amazon, Walmart, Lowe's, or your local hardware store.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Just jump into one of those. We'll get you on the air with us. And you can talk about privacy. You can talk about encryption, or you can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. We're discussing apparently a threat that has been issued by the criminal Congress people to demand that tech companies such as Google or Facebook or Apple need to open up their encryption. You know, this encryption, it's standing in the way of law enforcement, and you don't support criminals, do you?
Whoa, hold on. That's what we want them to do, is open up the encryption. What they're saying is backdoor the encryption.
Sorry, that's what I meant. Open it up to where the government can get in.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Well, to continue the discussion, you are welcome to join us as well. And if you are ready to start taking cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Dash or Bitcoin Cash at your point of sale, at your business, maybe you've got a physical retail shop, or you are a service provider that you go to your customers and provide, you know, your plumber or whatever it is you do, and you want to accept cryptocurrency, get on over to helpmetakebitcoin.com. The folks at AnyPay make it possible, and they make it easy. You don't have to jump through ridiculous paperwork. There is no paperwork. You just create the username and password for your account, and that's all you got to do. In fact, you can just download the app anytime you want, the AnyPay Take Crypto app. You can go grab that from the Google or Apple App Stores, or just go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. There's no approval process. You don't have to wait on some bureaucrat. You don't have to apply. You don't have to beg. You don't have to pay. In fact, you actually can accept these cryptocurrencies for no cost, except for whatever small amount of time it takes to get this thing set up. And it is not a large investment of time. It's super easy to do. They'll walk you through it over at helpmetakebitcoin.com. That's helpmetakebitcoin.com. So, Senate Judiciary Committee hearing Tuesday, Apple's manager of user privacy, Eric Nunschwander, reiterated that point for lawmakers, meaning he said, quote, "At this time, we've been unable to identify any way to create a back door that would work only for the good guys. In fact, our experience is the opposite. When we have weaknesses in our system, they are exploited by nefarious entities as well."
Well, duh.
Yeah. And, you know,
encryption is security, right? Like,
yes. And so, you know, I don't know what these people's actual viewpoint is, but it's nice that they can dance around this without saying to these government guys, like, yeah, you guys aren't trustworthy. You know, they're just dancing around the fact that, hey, we want to keep you out, too. And I wish they would say that. You know, it would be nice if they would just you know, be honest with these people, if that's what they actually believe. Mm-hmm. Like, tell these Congress people, your cops aren't trustworthy. And even if they were, then we still wouldn't do it. Because do people actually trust the police? I mean, numbers I've seen suggest they don't.
They shouldn't. If they don't, they haven't had enough experience with the police.
That's right. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The argument over encryption.
I was just going to say, to bring in, any time I talk about police accountability, my father, and saying I don't trust the cops farther than I could throw a donut at him, is like, yeah, well, you know, as soon as you need the police, as soon as someone breaks into your house, you're going to love the police. You're going to, you know, I'll love the police in the minutes out while I'm bleeding out that it takes them to get there after I'm shot.
You know, I've been in situations where I didn't file a police report on somebody who actually called the police on me, even though they're the ones who broke the law. Explicitly because of how dangerous cops are.
Because you knew that you could bring extra risk into your life if the cops came into your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just remained silent and, you know, said, I'm not talking.
Yeah, it's a sensible thing to do. In fact, one of our co-hosts, Nobody, did something similar. He got into, I mean, it wasn't a real fight, but somebody attacked him at a bar years ago. It was like a decade ago now here in Keene. Some drunk hater at a bar hit Nobody in the face, just sucker punched him, and Nobody did not fight back. You know, he didn't want to continue the conflict. He didn't want to escalate it. And when the police were called, Nobody did not escalate the conflict by refusing to identify his assailant to the
police.
Smart
move.
So he didn't want to, you know, make things worse.
Right, because you never know what the cops are going to do.
Well, sure. The cops showed up with an M14 or something like that,
rifle. Wow.
Yeah, they had an actual rifle in their hands, and by the way, it was the same cop who ended up shooting a man to death a few years later, then tackled a kid in the Keene High School bathroom.
That's right.
Same cop.
The cops are more dangerous than the person who's attacking you.
In this case, they certainly were.
Yeah.
And they were sober, so they probably would have been able to aim the guns pretty well if they wanted to. The argument over encryption resurfaced in October after the Justice Department called on Facebook to pause its plans for encrypting all its messaging services. In March, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced plans for the social network to focus more on privacy for its users. Law enforcement officials worried that encrypting messages on Facebook would cripple investigative efforts against child predators. Facebook had reported about 16.8 million cases to the U.S. National Center for Missing and Exploited Children in 2018.
I want to point out that the very tools that child predators, and I'm putting that in quotes here, are utilizing to distribute child pornography are the tools that the government funded and still continue to this day to fund development for. So this idea that they're now
going like the dark web?
Yeah, dark web tools are actually funded by the
DARPA.
Government. Partially funded by
DARPA.
And they started created by
like the naval intelligence.
Yes, that's correct. So I mean, this whole idea now the sources are available, so it's, you know, there's a lot of transparency here.
Right.
And the tools work, and the only way the tools are going to work for the government is if they work for the you and me. So
Don't the feds also run a lot of a child porn website?
They have. Yeah. What was it? The Playpen case, I think.
Playpen.
Which the studio was raided over, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. Unsuccessfully.
Unsuccessfully. Charged.
In fact, TJ has filed to get his devices back. He's filed a lawsuit.
Good. He should.
Case.
But, yeah.
I told him. He told me I could sell him all the devices for a dollar, and then he could just file for all of the devices back.
Well, first, because
then he'd have standing.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I told him I'd be willing to. Because, at this point, it's just junk.
But, yeah, in the PlayPlan case, they were distributing child porn.
For weeks,
yeah. So.
By the way, Facebook here, or when they say that they reported 16.8 million cases to the U.S. National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, they're not talking about child pornography as much as they are, like, somebody who kidnaps a kid or whatever. Like, somebody who's taking a child.
Isn't that the same organization that maintains, a database of child porn or something?
I don't know.
And I think repeat the name of the organization.
U.S. National Center for Missing and Exploited Children in 2018.
I'm pretty sure it is. It's a non-governmental organization that is the only organization that you can report child porn to or something like that.
Huh.
It's mandatory that you do or something like that. And it's really weird because it's not a government entity.
On Tuesday, Facebook sent a letter to Attorney General William Barr saying it would not weaken encryption on its WhatsApp messaging service. In Facebook's opening statement at the hearing, Jay Sullivan, their product management director for privacy and integrity, explained why. He said, quote, "We oppose intentionally weakening the security of encrypted systems because doing so would undermine the privacy and security everywhere and leave them vulnerable to hackers, criminals, and repressive regimes." So, again, suggesting that the U.S. government isn't a repressive regime.
I know, right?
When, in fact, they absolutely are one of the worst. And it would really brighten my day to have somebody in the tech field who's gone to one of these, one of these inquisitions where Congress calls Zuckerberg or whoever to the stand, and they're sitting there and they're fielding all these hostile questions, to just turn it right back around on them and let them have it. Now, I know it's been done at some points in the past. I think Frank Zappa, historically did something that was pretty entertaining in front of Congress, and maybe it was the guy from Cheap Trick as well. There's a couple of there's a couple of singers that have really just let them have it while they've been up there, but it needs to happen more often.
Sometimes it's not always hostile. Like they would let some of these big tech heads just lie and commit perjury, like just tell blatant lies when they talk about some of the censorship and election meddling hearings. And it depends on who's fielding the hearing.
The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Apparently, the Defense Department is against weakening encryption, and they're going up against the FBI.
That's right.
You're going to tell us about that coming up here, Chris. And, of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Vincent.
Paul Barnes, thank you, Paul, for being a Free Talk Live amplifier who is a silver amplifier, meaning he contributes $5 a month. To the AMP program, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one, that you help us a little bit of, per month, you know, the price of a fancy cup of coffee or cheeseburger or whatever. And we can use that money to help advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, to get on more radio stations around the country and to bring new internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom and liberty and peace and cryptocurrency and encryption and things like that. So if you appreciate the work that we do, please join the AMP program like Paul has done over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use PayPal, you can use credit card, you can use Bitcoin BTC at ampamp.freetalklive.com. Definitely appreciate you when you do that. If you can't afford it, we still appreciate you just listening and sharing the show. So we've been talking about Congress threatening tech companies in a report from CNET.com, saying that if they don't do something to regulate encryption, or to provide backdoors, rather, to law enforcement, then they're going to regulate encryption, whatever that means. And it's not really clear exactly what they would do, because when it comes to people in Congress trying to figure out technical things, it usually doesn't work very well because they don't have any grasp of what they're actually talking about.
Yeah. A lot of the times they're unable to even play audio during any hearings.
So, so what they'll do is they'll pass a the authority onto a regulatory body of some kind, and then the regulatory body will be put up charge of coming up with some sort of law or regulation that the tech companies have to comply with. And, of course, the problem comes down to, well, what happens when what they're asking of this regulatory body is effectively impossible, right?
To regulate encryption.
Yeah, yeah. And we end up with, what is it, the Child Online Protection Act, I think?
That is like that, the name of a regulation.
That, yeah, I believe it's that act that is basically undermining creators on the internet with YouTube and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with that story.
Well, that's where, I know that it's been around for a while, this Kappa or whatever.
It has.
And that's why websites say, like, if you join a forum, it says you have to be 13 or over in order to be able to join the forum, because some bureaucrat decided 13 was the age at which you could make a decision for those things.
Effectively, they have come out with, they have to revise it every 10 years, and the body has come up with, you know, fines for YouTube, and effectively forced YouTube's hand into, and it may also be in some benefit to YouTube, honestly, I think, because it's undermined the revenue streams, basically, because it's impossible to implement what they're demanding now. And so we end up with this situation where you're basically putting out of business content creators.
That's why YouTube now has the notice up that says if you are creating videos for children or targeted at children, you have to market as such.
Well, even if you're not, you have to market.
Even if it's like pornographic, you have to market as for children in some cases.
What?
Well, you can't have pornographic content on YouTube, but if it's adults, you mean.
Technically, that's like what you have to...
You mean you have to market not for children?
No.
So
you have to market
every episode of Free Talk Live you upload it to your channel, you have to mark if it's for children or not, each video.
So there are certain conditions upon which you determine whether or not it's for children. So if it's like animated or anything, there's a bunch of lists. So it's not one particular thing. But effectively, if it's animated like porn or something like that, you would have to market for children if it, if it hit enough of the different things.
Well, from my understanding, because it asked me to do it on my YouTube channel, where the rules that they demand.
You can set a general.
This is not
for children. This whole channel. Basically.
Yeah, yeah. You have to. It's a little bit more complicated. You have to like go deeper into the UI, which sucks.
And also the old upload tool doesn't have this option, so you don't have to do it at this point. Maybe it's coming, but at this point you don't have to.
My understanding is you have to do it retroactively. It's like all your previous videos.
Yeah, they're gonna. So it's complicated because it's.
Definitely extra complicated.
It's very complicated. The rules, the lawyers don't even agree on the rules and
of course,
the implementation.
Because that's all law is. It's just opinions backed by guns. Yes. And, of course, lawyers are just people who are paid to interpret those opinions. Ultimately, they're just opinions about the opinions.
Right. I mean, ultimately, it's a constitutional. So what they're demanding is a constitutional violation. However,
you're talking about the demand on the encryption backdoors, or are you talking about the YouTube videos?
I'm talking about the YouTube videos. Okay. Effectively, what this body of law is unconstitutional as it's being interpreted by who the regulatory body is. But
I don't know.
Is it FTC? It might be FTC. I think it might be FTC. It's basically unconstitutional how it's being interpreted and enforced. Somebody's got to fight it. And like effectively, like just because it's unconstitutional doesn't mean they're not going to get money out of you. It doesn't mean that there's not going to be years and years worth of fighting, assuming you have the resources to fight it. And it doesn't even necessarily matter because effectively, YouTube can shut you down anyway.
Sure.
Because they don't want to be fined. So
we continue here with Attorney General Barr having been sent a letter by Facebook where they say they impose intentionally weakening the security of encrypted systems. Sullivan also warns as a spokesperson for Facebook that if the U.S. imposed regulations on encryption, criminals would just move to foreign platforms where they aren't required to provide data to U.S. law enforcement. Despite the tech giant's arguments for privacy and security through encryption, lawmakers at the hearing didn't agree about the trade-offs on public safety. Senator Chris Coons, Democrat from Delaware, said, quote, "We hear your argument that this may simply push to overseas providers, but frankly, most of us are concerned about protecting the most vulnerable Americans."
So stop letting them go online if you're so concerned. I mean, seriously,
don't give them any ideas.
I mean, right, like put the parents, that's what the parents are supposed to, that's the parents' job, not your job.
Among the witnesses was Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance Jr., who's argued that encryption prevented his office from accessing evidence on hundreds of phones. He noted that while his team uses lawful hacking methods, it pays, quote, hundreds of thousands of dollars, unquote, for these tools, and they're only successful half the time. Poor little investigator. He told the senators further, quote, "There are many serious cases where we can't access the device in the time period where it's most important for us to access it. Without moving toward legislation, we're not going to solve this problem." Well, tough.
You know, he brings up a very valid point in why, you know, because it's you know, we're talking about how, like, earlier about how your phone's already effectively backdoored, even if the backdoor isn't installed, right? But the thing that people have to remember is, effectively, you just need to, it's not so much that you have to be 100%, like, secure, you just have to make it more difficult for them in order to sort of, in some sense, protect yourself.
Yeah.
So, you know, using things like VPNs, even though the VPN may not really be that big of a deal, for example, it's, you know, you still, it's one more thing that they have to overcome.
Well, right. Criminals want an easy mark, right? Like, if you are somebody who, you know, the classic example of...
Well, I'm thinking the government in this case, but
I'm talking about
okay,
the government.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I mean, I consider government to be criminal.
I would
right?
agree.
It's just people using violence and the threats of violence, and criminals want an easy mark. Whether we're talking about government agents or we're talking about the street thug who just wants to corner somebody in a back alley, the street thug is less likely to go up against somebody who's a, you know, as bulky of a person as the thug is, right?
It's the same reason you lock your door. It's not going to keep the criminal out, but...
Not the most determined criminal.
Right.
But the average one, yeah, it's going to keep the drunk guy out who just stumbles onto your porch and tries your lock.
If I'm a criminal and I'm going from house, effectively, I want an easy target, I'm going to go from house to house until I find a door that's unlocked.
That's open.
Right? And there's nobody home. So
and
lock
your
door.
If you do enough doors, you will.
Right. Because it's easier to do that than it is to, you know, to break the lock. Not that it's hard to break the lock. It's very easy.
Or pick the lock.
Or pick the lock, yeah.
Right. But that requires some skill. That requires some time. It requires some effort.
Absolutely.
And the average low life probably isn't willing to put in that kind of time and effort.
Nope.
And the same thing's true of the criminal government people.
Right.
And going on here, so several lawmakers warned Apple and Facebook's representatives that Congress would look into legislation if the companies couldn't provide data to law enforcement agencies. Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican from South Carolina and the chairman of the committee, said, quote, "My advice to you is get on with it. This time next year, if you haven't found a way that you can live with it, we'll impose our will on you."
You know what would be funny?
Does he really say we will impose our will on you?
That's what he said.
You know,
the actual quote.
You know what would be funny is to go ahead and insert the backdoor that they're asking for, okay? And then give people the option. Would you like the backdoored version or the non-backdoored version? And then say, yeah, we complied. Nobody wants to use your backdoored version.
Right. Government. Except for a few really obedient people.
I mean, seriously.
Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, well, it's not just the tech companies who are against or opposing the removal of encryption or opposing the backdoors to encryption, but also the Department of Defense, of all people.
Well, duh, they are actually an organization that's involved in real security.
We'll get into it coming up here in moments. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarists, thinkers, and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.